In science, one of the unwavering principles are cause and effect. These principles, we have the basis for the scientific method for research and how we determine how the world functions, how it works. In morality, it is the same. As you sow, so shall you reap. As you do unto others, it will be done unto you. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. This cause of effect is a form of divine justice, that you become the person you are by the actions that you do, and your life eternal begins now. In history, there have been many religions who have tried to simulate religious fervor by stimulation, by drugs, by alcohol, by the Bacchalian festivals where they go into a physical stupor, and in some way they say we have seen God. It is not so with the Christian faith. The way to see God is always through His children. The way to heaven is always through His children. Imagine someone coming to you and saying, "You're a great guy, you're a great woman, but I hate your kids. Your kids are idiots." You would say, "Wait a second, that's no way to get on my good side." But how would you treat someone who said, "You know what? I love your kids. I saw them having some trouble in school and I went to help them. I saw they fell and I picked them up. I saw some kids were picking on them and I defended your child." Now that kind of person, you're going to say, this is a good person. If I can do them a favor, if I can help them. How often in religion we forget this beautiful connection. It is impossible to make yourself appealing to God and hate His kids. If we feel this affection to our children and our grandchildren, multiply that into infinity, the affection and the love that God cares for His children, especially the sickest among us, the ones who have tortured themselves by their behavior. And so when we go to prayer and we say, "God, I love you, but your kids are idiots," how do you think God's going to say, "Oh yeah, I love you too. Thank God my kid's going down the wrong road. I hope he drops dead." No. That's why in today's gospel, we have a beautiful scene of the great judgment. That God says in the Christian faith, "I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was in prison and you visited me. If you did this to the least of my brethren, you did it to me." Our religious fervor is not born from stimulants. It is born from decisive Christian action, which is based on love. Even in the epistles, St. Paul says, "I know that I can eat meat sacrificed to idols because idols are just false gods. They don't exist. But if my brother or sister is scandalized, I will not eat meat for the rest of my life." In other words, every time a good Christian thinks about their life, they think, "How can I help the one next to me?" And if you have been given spiritual gifts where you have a gift of patience, of discernment, of any other gift of the Spirit, that means God gave it to you to take care of those who are weaker, not to be proud and say, "Thank God I'm not like them." So in the great judgment, the Lord reminds us, there is no secret to Christian mysticism and piety except this: love one another as God has loved you, and every time you take care of one another, you touch God and you make Him smile, because He says, my children love one another as I love them. Slava Isusu Christu!